This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Location. PetroServe USA studios have transported over to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 for their big summer vibes sale. That's right. It seems to be known as Pool School Day. There's still a pool school, but there's just a whole lot more going on. Serving up some food on the big green egg here today, including pizzas from Brett Smith. They're going to give that a try. I guess pizzas on the big green egg are really, really good. So they've got, I can smell it already. They're going. So come on by today. And food soups starting at 11 through the lunch hour. Presentation tonight at 5:30. What exactly is wellness? And Pool Care 101. A little Q&A if you like after a short presentation. What exactly is wellness, again, at 7 o'clock, and then Spa Care 101, and a little Q&A at 7:30 tonight. So things that are happening, 25% off all pool and spa chemicals as well. So come on in today. Good day to take advantage of that deal at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, right next to Spitfire in West Fargo, and also in Grand Forks, Grand Cities Mall. Right in front of that location, as well as in front of Walmart on the expressway in Bismarck. I'm Scott Hennen. Kevin Flynn is here as well. We've been talking about negativity. Yeah. Negativity.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. And what's funny is we had somebody actually text talking a little bit about your show, Kevin, with Alex in the morning, but obviously talk radio in general being too negative.
I saw that
with
text.
With the text stories. And we asked listeners, I mean, what do you, you know, negativity is reality right now. I mean, I can point to 25 things that should be keeping you up at night if it's not, in the way of things that are happening in this country. So that's reality. It can also be fairly called negative. So do you ignore that? How do you avoid negativity?
I don't think negativity is the word. I mean, that's your take on it. There's so much going on. It's like, and I talked about that when I first came to work with you guys, it was Trump, and we were winning every day. It was like, yeah, baby, here we go.
That was fun.
We're 11-0. Hey, we're 12-0. Yeah. Hey, we just went to 17-0. And all of a sudden, we fired the head coach, the entire management structure changed, and the team went to crap. So now it's like, you wake up and you're trying to justify this Moneyball crazy nonsense, trying to, you know, call themselves a team or whatever we're dealing with here. And it's hard to find, you know, so I don't want to say that, you know, we come every day going, oh, man, here we go again. But we kind of do. And my take on it is, how can I make fun of this? I mean, how can I make a, you know, I talked to Jimmy Fallon about this quite a bit, about how do you put levity to this nonsense? How do you... You know, and you gotta. I'm working on a little Joe Biden blues song right now. So, I mean, I got the Joe Biden blues, baby, and it's. I don't know. It's hard to avoid it, I guess.
That's a good point. So you're saying is basically you can't ignore reality.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, we've got to tell you what's going on. Sorry, it's bad news everywhere you look.
And we are losing.
But yeah.
We're in a losing streak.
Sorry, yeah.
As conservatives, yeah. As people of, you know, flag, family, and freedom.
Yeah.
And
we're busy here calling the 74 Buccaneers season. I mean, it's like, ugh.
Yeah. But you can have some fun with it at the same time.
Right.
I think that's a good point. Here's the actual text. Is there a reason why you keep your show in negative mode? Is there any positive news in the world?
Yeah.
Any Republicans doing anything positive? They're fighting.
You bet.
Yeah. So yeah. I mean, I guess that's something positive. What's funny is, you know, I shared that text and I asked the listeners, are you getting bummed out, for lack of a better term, of all this negative news? And most people say, hey, we want the truth.
Yeah,
we want the truth in what's happening. So
sorry, got to rip the Band-Aid off this thing all the time, but you know we just do. It's It's what we do, and we're trying to keep it. You know, we try. I try and put some levity in it at every turn. I mean, that's just how I'm wired. You know, you talked about making fun of Biden every day. I was like, that was fun for a year. now it's like, oh, come on. You know, now it's just, we can't make fun of Grandpa anymore because he keeps wanting to order the beef, and he can't, you know, he can't have the beef. He has to have the chicken.
Is that not funny to you anymore?
No, it's not. It's pathetic.
It's sad.
It's sad. It's pathetic. And we've all seen it. We've all know what we're dealing with.
But it's a reality.
It's our reality.
It's happening.
Yeah, and I...
So you can't ignore it, right?
Yeah, yeah. You can't ignore it. And but it's nothing's changed. I mean, it's still...
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's the same story day after day.
Pineapple yogurt.
Yeah.
Good for mice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, every day. I mean, you can make... we could. Sure can. And, you know, do on occasion. Just did right there.
That's probably more depressing than anything.
Well, yeah.
Karl Rove wrote a piece for the Wall Street Journal today. Talked about, you know, the bumbling of Biden. It is... I'm amazed that there isn't more scrutiny on his lack of cognitive ability because of how often he gives examples of it. You know, I guess it's Washington happy talk, right?
Well, we're all critical of it. You know, you got to consider the source, the liberal media. No, they don't, you know, it's all sunshine and lollipops and, you know, fairy dust. I mean, we call it out daily. And, you know, to think that he's in charge of anything, I continue to laugh at that. I mean, Joe Biden, I think, is awoken in the morning. He's got someone that helps him get up, helps him get dressed and cleaned up and get ready to go, gets his makeup done. At that time, he's probably going over his script for the day that he's going to have to read and pay attention to. And he's, you know, whether he's getting the B12 or whatever's getting him going, and it's all he can do to make it through a day with what he's told to do. So, that, in my humble opinion, that's where we are, whether that's negative or bad news or whatever. And it's hard to look at that and go, yeah, winning.
271-1100. If you have a take on this, text us at 237-1590, but call us at 271-1100 on What's On Your Mind. Scott Hinton with Kevin Flynn today. Texter says, Scott, to answer that text about a positive story, one would be Biden is charged with all the crimes the Biden family committed. Well, there you're kind of...
That's wishful thinking, but
right.
Love where your head's at.
When it happens, I agree with you. Yeah.
Staying really hopeful there.
Texter says, what is the Somali population in Fargo, and how do they typically vote?
I don't know what the Fargo question is. The Minneapolis population is, they say, has grown to more than 200,000, nearly a quarter million, from the 20,000 that originally were put there when Obama was president.
I think, by and large, the population that I'm aware of here are here to work.
Yeah.
You know, they're filling jobs.
Yeah. Right? They're working all over the Twin Cities, too.
Yeah. Another listener says, one of the things I've learned the last couple of years is what's happening in the rest of our country affects us all. We need to know the truth, good and bad. One positive thing is that I never donated to Giving Hearts Day until I discovered Flag Radio. Well, how about that?
Well, there you go.
And we do find the fun events. Giving Hearts Day is one of them. Big summer vibes here at the pool school talking about wellness is another. You got to find those amidst the other things. I just don't think you can... I'll say it this way. I can't do happy talk.
Right.
I have to deal with reality and then put my own spin on it. And that kind of goes to your point of saying,
right,
this is real, this is crazy, let's have some fun with it. You know, to me, ignoring negative news is sticking your head in the sand and asking for...
I know. It's like sitting on the back porch in Oklahoma when the tornado's coming going, you want more tea?
Yeah.
No. Get to the shelter.
You're rearranging the chairs on the Titanic, for crying out loud. Another listener, how about including a 10 to 15 minute segment of solid teaching from the Bible by a nationally known Bible teacher, Dr. John MacArthur, for an uplifting daily message on the flag? Otherwise, you all do a great job of bringing us the facts. Thank you for that. Another listener, here's some good news. Our one milk cow calved and had a beautiful bull calf, which she just adores.
Nice.
That cow loves that calf with a passion. He's all black except for white hair on all 4 feet and his chest. And I told Jay Thomas when she calves, I'm going to stop by and bring him a jar of raw milk. Will you do that?
There you go.
Jay is here already, getting ready for his show this afternoon. We'll tell him he's got milk coming. And then he can have raw milk with his peanut butter on everything as a snack.
Yeah, it does.
Kudos to the best talk radio family in Fargo-Moorhead. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate that. Very nice of you. Another, it's not negative, it's news. Keep doing what you're doing, says that listener. That's kind of how I feel as well. It is, it's news, it's reality.
Yeah, it's one texter, and, you know, that's what we do here. You know, you can, you're certainly welcome to find a happy song somewhere else or whatever, but, you know, we're here to tell it like it is.
And I will say this, I appreciate the 1 in 100 texter.
Amen.
I really do. Doesn't mean we're going to change what we do. Or say, oh, this person said that, so therefore we ought to, you know, do this differently. But
yeah.
Your opinion is welcome, you know, yep. Your thought. And I also...
We had good news about the Twins this morning. We had all... I mean, there's some good news here and there.
Yeah.
Timberwolves almost came back, kind of.
Almost, kind of, maybe. Yeah.
I'm getting the note from Vince on that. Yeah. I was up way too late, remaining hopeful.
For the Wild?
No, Timberwolves.
So for the T-Wolves. Yeah.
I think the Wild are going to take it to Dallas.
Wild did come back briefly, but then they kind of fell apart again.
Yep. Yeah. Chippy, they said. A little chippy.
1-1, that series.
Yep.
Jacob and Grand Forks, you're next on What's On Your Mind. We're live at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. We'll be talking wellness at the bottom of the hour with Dr. Vince Webker. Okay, he's not a doctor, but he knows a lot about wellness. And there's a whole lot of wellness right here at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, today.
Pizza Corner Pizza, $6.99 now at PetroServe USA. I'll say it again. Pizza Corner Pizza is just $6.99 at a PetroServe USA location near you all month long. Butcher meat sticks for $4.59. Hot sauce, 3 for 99 cents. Liquid ice, 2 for $3.50. iGog sunglasses, $2 off any pair. PetroServe mugs, take your pick. They're just $2. And save big on washer fluid as low as $2.69 a bottle at PetroServe USA. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming April auctions include 710 acres in Stutsman County near Eldridge, 400 acres in Emmons County near Linton, 160 acres of cropland in Barnes County, 120 acres in Sheridan County near McCluskey, 480 acres in Sioux County, and 320 acres of farmland and pastureland in McLean County near Benedict, North Dakota. And don't forget, farm equipment retirement auctions in New Salem, Hettinger, Kenmare, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Got the PetroServe USA studios today on location. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, with a whole lot of summer fun. The summer vibes are really here. The big summer vibes. They're not going anywhere. Pretty amazing. And we're brought to you today by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And they want to tell you about what's for lunch today. Pulled pork or chipped beef, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. 12th Avenue, 929 Chicken Enchiladas, Beefy Noodles in Glendon, 45th Street, Fargo, Sloppy Joe's. Yulin has some great specials today, along with Harwood as well. Upper Valley City, exit 292 off I-94, barbecue pulled pork or French dip sandwich. Tell you what, they just got her going. Any size fountain pop is 79 cents. You can stock up on the pizza corner pizzas at $6.99 too. PetroServe USA home cooking, grab and go convenience. Jacob in Grand Forks, what's on your mind, Jacob?
Hi, good morning. So earlier this week, I heard a conversation. I believe you had Senator on discussing the bad news about comparing. How the children didn't get their food paid for them at schools, and then, however, the legislature have their lunches paid.
What you're talking about is there was a debate on whether or not to have the state add on to what the federal government already does in the way of school lunches, and the vote is. Failed to this point. They're still working on some other things that they may end up doing. But then there was a separate vote about increasing, because of inflation, the per diem for meals for state employees, and that's all state employees, and because legislators tend to declare state employees, it also includes them as well. So it wasn't necessarily, hey, we're going to vote ourselves in an increase. It was for state employees, and that happens to include them. But those dots got connected mostly by people that hate Republicans. So, you know, it takes a little while to unpack exactly the facts of each, but that's what you're talking about anyway, Jacob.
Okay, I understand that. Yeah. So I guess my opinion is if it hasn't been passed already, I don't believe state employees should have their lunch paid for them at all. And that's my opinion. And I'll tell you why. You know, there was a point in my life where I had to work an hour and a half just to get a number three at McDonald's, you know, and, you know, you just got to make those sacrifices to eat or get a second job. And if the state employees can't eat, you know, maybe they need to get a second job and
it isn't like their lunch every day. It's when they travel. So, turn Jay's mic on. Jay Thomas is here as well. They're pretty much the free school lunch guy.
I am the free school lunch guy.
Yeah.
I am.
I have a little different opinion on the school lunch thing, because I don't believe any kid goes right now without school lunch for free, and the federal government takes care of it for people 30,000 and under. The state, the debate was, should we add that to be 60,000? But just to be clear, Jacob, before we're finished here, what they did was increase the amount of per diem. So if I'm a state worker and I work in an office in Bismarck, and I'm going to Duluth for two nights, my meals are paid for because I'm traveling for work. You follow what I'm saying?
That's fair.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, I was a public servant for 4 years, and yeah, I understand that. And a lot of the time, I just put that in my pocket. You know, I could pay for my own lunch, so
right.
This is just a little extra for the public servants, and I don't agree with it because it's coming out of our taxes. Like I said, the normal man in this state, you know, if we can't feed ourselves, we got to either get a second job or work harder, you know. And
so, yeah, all right. Jake, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. I don't think you'd have too many people taking trips for work if you didn't reimburse them for their expenses.
Well, yeah, if I'm working for the state, well, even if I'm working for like Rides, when I'm on the road filming for Rides, I don't pay for any of my meals. I mean, you know, I'm out working for Gray Media, Power Nation TV. You know, I'm making them money. Hey, you're paying my
part of the deal.
Yeah,
exactly.
It is part of the deal. And you know, if it's not part of the deal, then make it not part of the deal.
Yeah.
Right now, it's part of the deal. So
I wanted to ask Jay, talk radio aficionado like Kev and I here, doing these for many years, what you make of the current news environment.
Oh, you guys are so depressing. It's just down, down, down. No, I'm kidding. That's just the world we live in right now.
Yeah. So report the news.
Yeah, exactly.
Negative or not.
Yeah.
We got to do what we got to do.
I mean, there's just... that's the cycle we're in. We've been in it for quite a few years now.
Let me give a let me
report that. What day of girlhood are we on for Dylan today, by the way? Anybody keeping count?
Good Lord. Ask Bud Light, they'll be able to tell you.
Come on. Oh, we kid because we love Dill. Just kidding.
All right, let me ask you. I'm going to give you some headlines, and you tell me whether these are negative or positive.
All right.
Joe Biden invites Tennessee 3 to the White House.
That's I don't give a damn. Okay, next one.
Yeah,
you know, the Tennessee three are the three that got booted out of the legislature down
there. Let's make a little fun of that. Now point out some hypocrisy there. Any law enforcement from Nashville coming to that deal?
No.
Any the families of the any of them? No, yeah. No. Nope.
Biden picking up the phone and calling the fallen officer in Polk County that was doing his job.
Yeah, of course.
That's very negative. Sorry.
Still has invented the.
I guess it's good.
Palestine, East Palestine, Ohio, and promised he would. All right, here's another one. Speaker McCarthy reveals 320-page plan to responsibly raise the debt ceiling.
That's good news.
No.
Or not.
Depends.
All right. Marjorie Taylor Greene plays the thing card on Eric Swalwell in a House hearing.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Yep.
Go, girl.
There's a headline for us. Homeland Security Committee silenced MTG after she called Mayorkas a liar. What do you think of that?
It doesn't surprise me again.
Former DNI admits Fauci lied about gain-of-function research.
Yeah, that's good news right there.
Yeah.
Let's get this guy in jail, man.
So good news in that he's being exposed.
Exactly.
Not the fact that he that it happened. Robert Kennedy Jr. makes it official he's running against Biden as a Democrat.
Okay, let me talk about that for a second because I got ticked off. We run ABC News, National News on WDAY, and this just goes to show you when it comes to the news, you cannot get unbiased news from these networks to say that they're news. So during the radio news, they make that announcement. But what do they have to throw in there at the end? The anti-vax.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
Because
that really matters.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's toss that. You can't just say Robert Kennedy Jr.
We got to defame
running
him a little bit. He's the anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, yep. He was the anti. Yeah, really, that
what them whack
and
guys.
What news should do is he has been a champion of health freedom.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah,
why don't you throw that in there?
Yeah.
It turns out he was right about everything he said, too.
Yeah, throw that in there.
By the way, he has been an opponent of some vaccines going back for years, way before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
That's been his thing.
Yep.
Last headline here, fellas. Donald Trump would definitely use military to crush drug cartels in Mexico.
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
Yesterday.
Great, good news headline.
We got to get back to winning, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
That'd be an example of winning, Kev.
You're right. That's what I'm saying. And again, it's not negative. It's just like Jason. It just is what it is. Yep. Some days now in the world we live in, our job is, and I, like I said, in my DNA, my job is to just point out all the. I mean, when the circus is in town, it's awesome and it's going. So our job is just to point out the daily circus routine.
Washington put up the tent over the country.
Swamp on display,
Bonus headline, last one. Reporter claims he filmed hundreds of military-age Chinese men in Central America headed here.
That's good news because it's being exposed. I talked about that last week.
That is.
Darien Strait down there, that's scary stuff.
Talk about a sleeper cell.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, that's got to be found out quick.
Oh.
Thanks, gents.
Yep.
More after this with Mr. Dr. Vince Webker and Wellness.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustration if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
News update. SpaceX launched Starship last hour. The world's most powerful rocket failed to ignite 5 of the 33 engines when it launched from Starbase in South Texas. About 4 minutes into the flight, Starship went into a spin and was intentionally destroyed by mission controllers on the ground. The Supreme Court is extending its stay on abortion pill restrictions until Friday. Earlier this month, a Texas federal judge ruled production and distribution of the widely used drug be halted nationwide, citing alleged FDA approval problems and 22 women over the years dying after taking mifepristone. Last week, the Supreme Court put the judge's ruling on hold as they decide whether to allow full access to the abortion pill while the case is being appealed. The Oakland A's baseball club has announced they are focused on moving to Las Vegas and have purchased land for a new stadium. Lance Pry, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, in a moment, Vince Webker will join us from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 for a little preview of the wellness presentations that will be happening here tonight. What exactly is wellness, anyway? We're going to talk a little bit about that. And we'll tell you more about the big Summer Vibes event going on here. There's food and special events being held not only here in Fargo, we're at actually West Fargo location of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 next to Spitfire. And you come on in after 11 a day, a little lunch happening, so take advantage of that, and of course all day long and all week long, 25% off all pool and spa chemicals as well. And the Grand Forks in front of the Grand Cities Mall, Bismarck on the expressway in front of Walmart, happening there as well. A couple of texts before we get to Vince. Listener says, conservatives need to start reaching deep into America's cities to connect with disenfranchised Democratic voters being harmed by Democratic policies. That's an interesting idea. I just noticed something, too, that the GOP bill has passed the House. And it is regarding the trans debate in athletics. And essentially what the bill says is that you cannot be a biological male and compete in women's sports. Okay? And to me, that's about as simple and basic common sense as you possibly could get. I'm not sure why the trans community isn't in favor of this as well, because these isolated events, they don't happen a lot, but they're happening enough that people are ticked about it, are causing a lot of anger towards the trans community. If I were the trans community, I'd want to get rid of that and say, no, you're right. You know, if we decide to transition to a different gender, we're opting out of a particular sport. That's just a decision we make. But you watch now. There will be there was not one Democratic vote on this, and it'll be a fight over in the Senate. And in my mind, there's got to be a lot of Democrats out there that have to agree that biological males should not compete in women's sports. There's got to be a lot of Democrats that believe that. I really do. They might not be vocal about it or whatever, but I think there's a lot of them out there. And I think that's an example too of reaching into those communities that the texter's talking about. Let's see here. Last one. School lunches should be free. We pay for it all in the end anyway. At least it will give poor parents extra reason to get their kids to school every day, especially in troubled parts of the country. All right. And one bit of breaking news here, nationally or internationally, I guess. The U.S. evidently, according to news reports, preparing to position troops at the U.S. Embassy in the Sudan in case of evacuation. So tensions certainly heating up there. And we'll continue to watch that situation closely. Vince Webker's back with us on What's on Your Mind. We're talking about wellness here and the big Summer Vibes That this used to be called pool school. You just called it pool school for a day, right?
Well, yeah, it still is pool school, right? Well, formerly known as pool school. But I thought with the way this spring is not coming around and everything, we better inject some summer in it.
There you go.
Does it not feel like summer in here?
It feels like summer in here. Yeah. I'm getting big summer vibes, actually.
I am, too. We have the grilling starting outside, fun and games over there. It just feels like, even though not, it feels like summer in here.
It does.
And, come on in and catch our vibe, catch what we're talking about.
And food being served over the lunch hour, and 25% off all pool and spa chemicals. A lot of fun happening. But tonight, you've got some interesting things planned, including what exactly is wellness. Let's talk about that a little bit. How do you define wellness?
Well, everybody's going to have their own definition of it, and wellness has really just sparked in the last 5 years. But 11 years ago, I really dove into it, and wellness to me is well-being, being you, the human being well. And matter of fact, in our nation's history, the number one sought after attribute forever was fame and fortune. Recently, as recent as 5-6 years ago, it was replaced by wellness and being better. And that's awesome, especially for what we do, because I truly believe we deliver wellness better than anybody, according to my definition. And that, you know, you talk about the heat of a sauna, the heat of a hot tub, it truly brings your body to that relaxed state. Again, we live in the Western world, and we were stressed before COVID. Coming out of this, you know, your conversation today about negativity and everything going on, it is all encompassing, and it even if you took that out of the way, your daily life from the time you get up, where you're fired up, till the end of the day, life beats you down, and I don't care who you are, and your body knows it keeps score, and one of the true things you can do besides exercise, that's always good for the body. Nutrition, you know, that's good. I'm not always good on the nutrition side, but I am good on the relaxation side. Using the sauna every day, every morning. Typically, use it twice a day, but for sure use it in the morning. Use the sauna and hot tub every night. And you saw me in it last night. If I don't sit in the sauna at night, I'll lie in bed and I can tell how wound up I am, and I won't sleep well. So sleep's important. Everything I think we do, whether it's, I see them playing shuffleboard over there right now, that's even wellness.
Kevin Flynn and Jay Thomas are playing shuffleboard.
Yeah, I don't know who's winning, but imagine your family in the basement and just getting away from it all, not thinking about what's going on. You know, that's mental wellness, friendship, family wellness. It's that wellness triangle, and we'll talk about that. And
what is the wellness triangle?
That is just what I nutrition, exercise, and relaxation.
Okay.
And if you can do that triangle on a regular basis, then everything, you know, inside it is better. You know, your family, your spirituality, your emotions, your even financial. Lost my train of thought there for a second. Just watching.
People are walking through the door here.
Yeah, no. You know, that's when we talk every day, Scott. When you sit in a hot tub, for instance, we say you're better physically below the water. You are. I can give you stat after stat after stat why. Because of that, you're mentally better above the water. And beyond the water, you're better emotionally and spiritually. And in terms of wellness, you can look at it as the greatest self-improvement product in the world, just by 20 minutes of hot water and the snowball effect it has.
No, it's amazing. You talk about your body keeps score, too, of all this. What does that mean?
Well, it means
you can't cheat.
You know, you wake up one day and you're sick, you know, and stress, Stress is the number one cause of illness on the planet Earth today. They say 90% of all illness is caused by physical stress. That means the body's shutting down one way or the other. And that 90% of all illness includes the cancer cell. That's what I mean, your body's keeping score. And you go back to what I say on a sauna. If I had 10 seconds to describe a sauna, for instance, Hippocrates, 400 B.C., said, 400 B.C. said, give me the ability to induce a fever, I can cure any illness. And that's what you're doing every day in a sauna. You're giving yourself an artificial fever. Your body reacts by breaking that fever and sweating. And, of course, there's a lot more going on in physically than just the sweat and the detox. So, but your body does keep score. And the nice thing about it, that score is a lot better if you're taking care of the body on a daily basis. And what's great about a sauna, what's great about a hot tub, I'm not taking a pill, I'm not taking a shot. It's all just natural, the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, very good points. And, you know, again, the cost of dealing with an ailment, whatever it might be, you know, heart disease or, you know, take your pick. I mean, the dollars and cents you pour out compared to what you're going to pay for hot tub and a sauna, which you often equate to, you know, a cup of coffee a week at Starbucks because of the financing options that you have. It's a good investment.
Yeah, if you weren't listening earlier, I intentionally went to Starbucks today. I got just a medium black coffee, $3.69 for black coffee. Our most expensive, high-end, most popular hot tub, the Grandy, with the financing we have going on right now, would be one of these a day. And we don't think about it that way, but that's the reality of it. And I promise you, I know which one's going to make you feel better. I know which one's going to make you live better. And
You're doing a spa school tonight.
Yes.
And also a pool care. Talk a little bit about the ownership responsibilities. What is there a lot of, some people say, I love the idea, you've sold me on the wellness side of this, but I don't know if I can take the hassle of caring for it.
Yeah, so our intention with pool care and spa care school is to make it easy. That's a part of the experience of buying the product. And sometimes we overthink it. Let's just keep it easy. There's really five simple steps to water care in a swimming pool. And the last one is the chemicals you put in. If you do the first four, like, for instance, filtration, circulation, that's the number one and number two important ingredients in a hot tub or a swimming pool. If you don't have that, what do you have? What does a pond look like by the end of the summer? You know, that water needs to circulate. It needs to filter. And then the other steps beyond that, very simple. If you know what you're doing, the water care part of it is an afterthought.
Tonight, there are presentations on what exactly is wellness. So, you know, we've given you the cliff notes here, but you'll get the presentation tonight in a half-hour talk. That at 5:30. And then at Pool Care 101 is at 6. There's a Q&A at that, so you can ask questions. Then another what exactly is wellness at 7. And then the spa care is at 7:30 tonight. So a lot of fun things. Anything else you want to tell us?
Even if you don't have a pool or a hot tub and you're thinking about it and you're wondering, yeah, I don't know how much work it is, whatever, come on in. There's a lot of fun going on. You can see what it's all about. You can talk to customers who have them. You know, you can come try out a sauna. We, for the first time, got the wood-burning stove going, and that's how the true Finlanders do it. The weather's perfect, actually, for a sauna. So just stop by. See, if you haven't been in here, see what it's all about. I guarantee you, you'll have a little bit of fun, and you'll catch some summer vibes.
And the fun has already begun because the big green egg is out there getting ready for some great... We're going to be surprised, but we know there's pizza.
Woo!
And could be some other things as well. So we'll hope to see you here. That'll be over the lunch hour as well, where things are cranking up at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, right next to Spitfire in West Fargo. Front of the Grand Cities Mall in Grand Forks, or on the expressway in front of Walmart in Bismarck. When we come back, John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment has some crazy news about Minnesota's legislature after this.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, 11 before the top of the hour, brought to you by Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 on location today in the PetroServe USA studios. Having a grand time here. Also want to tell you a little bit about my friends at MyPillow. You know, the mattress toppers are really a great product. They are just amazing because they can extend the life of the mattress and give you so much comfort. But there is a new product that I want you to know about. It uses the MyPillow 2.0 technology. And is the My Mattress Topper 2.0. This thing is absolutely incredible. 3-inch coil hybrid topper. It is the perfect blend of comfort foam, support foam. They have nano coils that provide the perfect sleeping surface in those babies. And the technology that's there with that nano coil offers a dynamic response to natural body movements. So it provides a superior support structure to it, as well as reducing, you know, your husband or your wife toss and turn. Well, you're not going to get that. It has reduced disturbance as well from your loved ones. So, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty on this thing, and the price now, if you use the promo code Scott, is only $219.59. That's where price starts. $219.59. That would be normally $365.99 to transform your bed. So if you've just said, oh, I've had it with my bed, this is the way to go. Call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or go to MyPillow.com. Just remember to use the promo code Scott. John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment is here. He's been, we've had a little discussion today, John, about negative news. And some people suggesting that they're tired of all the negative news and, they don't want to hear about it. And so my response is, well, reality is a lot of negative right now. We're just going through a time where things are, there was a time we were winning, and we're losing quite a few now, thanks to the Biden administration, the Walz administration. So how do you stay positive amid all the negative things that are happening in the Minnesota legislature, for example, John? All right. We thought John was there, but he was on the line, and now he's not on the line. So they're going to call him back and get him. I'm curious how he deals with it, because Minnesota's going through challenging times right now. My question for you, John, is how do you stay positive amid all the negative news?
Well, Scott, there's a lot of negative news, and there's been a lot of it coming out of this year's legislative session, no doubt about that. But one of the ways that we stay positive is that we're seeing the huge pushback on the part of normal Minnesotans against this crazy agenda that is coming out of St. Paul. We're getting tens and tens of thousands of Minnesotans, just to take one example, sending emails to their representatives and senators objecting to some of this legislation, some that's been passed, some that is still in prospect. And our polls show, we poll every quarter with Thinking Minnesota, and our surveys show that Minnesotans are not at all happy with what's going on here. These tax proposals that the DFLers are talking about are opposed by huge majorities of Minnesotans. I mean, just again, to take one example, 81% of Minnesotans say they are opposed to raising car license fees. So yes, what's going on right now obviously is not good, but there's a lot of pushback against it, and I think the price is going to be paid.
So you can't stick your head in the sand, right? You just got to battle on these fronts.
You gotta fight. You absolutely have to fight. You can't just lie down and surrender. I mean, the future of our state really is at stake. Every year we see people on a net basis leaving Minnesota for other states. And it's always, almost always, states that have lower taxes, right? It's Florida, it's South Dakota, it's Texas, it's Washington State, it's Tennessee. And there's a reason for that exodus. And the reason is that the far-left policies that our government has been pursuing are making Minnesota not the desirable place to live.
Talk about North Dakota a minute. Here's a positive. A bill that designates $10 million from the general fund to make reimbursement grants to families for private schools. They have to be below a certain level in income. That's not perfect, but it's a start, isn't it?
Scott, as you know, this is something that we at American Experiment have campaigned for very hard in North Dakota. We're very happy to see this going through. You're right. It's not the ultimate school choice bill. There's ways in which we can make it stronger, make it better. But I think what's important is that it's the first real school choice initiative to make it through the North Dakota legislature. So in that sense, it's groundbreaking. It's a good piece of legislation. We've worked very hard to help get it passed.
What's the next battle, John?
Well, the budget is coming up, right? I mean, if you look at the second half of the Minnesota legislative session, the two big issues are going to be the budget and the Democrats, amazingly, with an $18 to $20 billion surplus, are trying to raise taxes in like five or six different areas. It's almost unbelievable. And then the other big one is the paid family leave bill, which would establish a whole new payroll tax, a multi-billion dollar payroll tax, and set up a whole new state bureaucracy to administer a program that isn't needed. You know, 80% of Minnesotans already have paid family leave through their employers. And so I think those are going to be the two big battles of what's left of the 2023 legislative session.
And the Center of the American Experiment, a great resource on all these, AmericanExperiment.org. The North Dakota American Experiment page is American Experiment ND. AmericanExperimentND.org as well. John, thanks a ton.
Great to be with you, Scott. Have a good day.
Always appreciate the updates. We're going to have some fun on a Friday. Tomorrow, back at it for another day. Meantime, keep those calls coming. 855-200-1776. Text 2 at 237-1590. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.